to your way, I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he
is. Hello, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Father, we thank you. You're such a good daddy. We thank you for sending your son. You gave him so that we might be saved. You so loved us, the world. You so loved your creation that you could not bear for us to stay in the condition that we were in because of rebellion, because we chose to do things our way and not recognizing the significance of being always connected with you and always living our very being out of you. I thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune Godhead that resides on the inside of us, keeping us connected. I thank you that you made a way where there was no way. I thank you that you are our peace. You are our joy. You are all that we need. We thank you. Thank you for the word today. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Speak to us. Let us hear from you today. Let our minds and emotions be stabilized by the word of life that you give today. And we thank you for it. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me again today as we continue on the topic of being. Human beings are what we are. But we're not just human. We're also divine beings. And being able to bring those parts of us together to move as one, to unify being a human and also being divine. We are created in God's image. We are just like our Father. Jesus came to lay out the story of our beginning and to point us toward our Father, and to demonstrate our Father's heart so that we could see it and understand it. Well, today, before I play part 3 of B, I just want to share thoughts that I was sort of meditating on and considering how the scripture, when it tells us about being in the world and not of the world, and it can be defined in so many different ways, but the experience is something that you don't quite understand what it's like to experience being in the world and of the world until you reach a maturity in Christ. And you begin to see clearly how that actually operates in your life. And what I see is that God is speaking to us everywhere. There is nowhere that God is not. And so even in watching movies that quote unquote we call secular, or listening to music, quote unquote, that we call secular, God can use those mediums to speak to us. That there is some word placed within that medium, but you have to have an ear to hear and eyes to see in order to hear and see what the Lord is speaking. And I just had that experience the other day. I was watching, in fact, it was an Asian film. And so there were subtitles. But this elder character was talking to this younger character who had gone through quite a bit and was struggling culturally and economically. And he asked the question because he knew that this young man was searching to be successful in life. And he asked him if he had a choice, would he choose gold or would he choose mud? And the young character replied, gold. And then the elder character asked the question, can you grow a seed in gold or can you grow a seed in mud? And that really spoke to me because, in fact, I thought about soil and how important soil is to a seed, and not just soil, but proper soil. When you think about the parable that Jesus told about the seed being distributed on or planted on, you know, rocky soil, or I forgot the other, several others at this particular moment, but he was saying how, you know, how the cares of this world can choke out the growth of the seed. And so it is important that for the seeds that God is planting in our lives through his word, because his word is seed, the spoken word, the word he speaks directly to our hearts, the words that we read and the Holy Spirit reveals to us to give us the understanding and the wisdom within the words, because, you know, the letter of the word will kill, but it's the Spirit that gives life. And so in order for the seeds that God is planting in our lives to grow, the soil is important. And the soil begins first, it gets planted in our mind. And if our mind is filled with all kinds of cares and anxiousness and fears, it will choke out that seed. Well, I'm going to stop right there because that's a teaching within itself. And we are going to listen to now part 3 of B. God bless. I am happy to be here again, once again tackling this topic of be. Can we just be? Amen. And this is actually my third broadcast tackling this topic. And I'm telling you, this is as vast as God is vast. So there is no getting to the end of understanding what it means to really to be, what it means to live in Christ, to live, move, and have our being in Him, and that He's in us. But we have to start somewhere on the journey. And it has taken me a number of years just to begin to meditate and consider what this really means as I have begun to strip away things that have actually sort of blurred my view or didn't give me a clear perspective of God and who I am in Him. And so we're going to take off on this journey. It's a journey in truth. And it's a journey to discover our identity. And I'm going to try to do it without placing too many definitions or descriptions, because as we know, as we grow, the definition and the description changes as we grow in our awareness of God and His creation. And of course, us being a part of that creation story. We know that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. We know that the kingdom of God is within us. Here in Luke 17, starting in verse 20, this is the Pharisees speaking to Jesus. And it says, one day the Pharisees, which they were always approaching Him with some sort of question. One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, and really, they were really challenging Him because He was so different. And He was speaking of something that was so beyond where they were. And they felt challenged by it. But because of their fears, they were threatened by it, because it was going to shake everything that they currently believed. And they were holding on to what they currently believed so tightly that it caused them to be fearful of what Jesus was preaching. But anyway, let me get back to this verse, to this Luke 17. One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God begin? And Jesus replied, the kingdom of God isn't ushered in with visible signs. You won't be able to say, it has begun here in this place or there in that part of the country. For the kingdom of God is within you. And I'm going to be quite honest. I don't fully comprehend what that is. The kingdom of God living on the inside of me. There's a kingdom living on the inside of me. Amen. But we're going to press through. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the authority here on the earth as we move day to day through this time on this planet Earth. He's been sent to be that teacher, to be that helper, to be that comforter as we move through this journey of enlightenment. Now, last week I talked about the fact that the moment we enter into this world, our identity begins to be defined from a human slash world's perspective. You know, we were all raised by parents or raised by someone, if it was an aunt, an uncle, or a grandparent, who told us who we were or who they wanted us to be. We went to schools where they told us who we were and showed us how we should be learning and what we should be learning. And in that environment, we learned to socialize with our peers, and that socialization was telling us who we were based on how our peers responded to us. Amen. And the cultural environment that we grew up in during that particular time, because the culture of a country will change, or society will change from decade to decade, from century to century. So our cultural environment also adds on to how we see ourselves and how others see us, because we become very self-conscious and we become very conscious of how people perceive us, and it becomes important to how people perceive us. And then we're influenced by the government that we're under, the economic system, the media, the education, the religious system, the system of science and medicine. All of those things are something that is impacting and influencing us. And we have to consciously and deliberately, with purpose, move toward discarding things. Once we begin this search of truth, and the Holy Spirit begins to enlighten our consciousness and open up and remove things that have been blinders, so that we can start to see what is of God in our lives and what is not of God. And we set about allowing him to prune us, because he is the pruner. God is the pruner. He acts as the father of the vineyard. That's one part of who he's. He's a father, he's the son, and he's the Holy Spirit. And they're all acting upon our lives. And I think I read last week, I either last week or the week before, I may have read out of John 15, where it says, I am the vine, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. And abiding in him so that we could bear fruit. It is in that place of abiding in him that will begin to awaken our consciousness, so that we begin to see what all of this means. Christ in me, the hope of glory, the kingdom of God. No longer I that lives, but Christ in me that lives. Only in staying connected, abiding, staying connected to the true vine, even though this is a natural example that Jesus is using about staying connected to him as the vine. But we can see it's something that in our current state of consciousness, we can easily grasp these natural analogies and begin to somewhat put things together. Because I remember one day I was standing at my kitchen window, and I was talking to the Holy Spirit, and I was really contemplating the scripture, being seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And it's like, what how do you see that? How do you understand and comprehend that statement of being seated in heavenly places. Because I know physically I'm here, and so you're saying I'm seated in heavenly places. So could you give me an example? This is what I was saying to the Holy Spirit. Can you give me an example of, so I can kind of wrap my mind around this? And he said, well, just consider the fact that you are standing here on this planet. And this planet is in outer space. So I'm on this planet and I'm in outer space at the same time. And that sort of helped me to begin to sort of get a jumping off point to begin to move into understanding just how great God is, and it just how he moves and how he creates out of himself, and just understanding and just kind of getting a hold of that. Because we come into this world and there are so many limited thoughts that are placed on us, and all it's doing is limiting our view of who God is. And he's so great and he's so awesome and he's beyond description. He's past finding out, as it says in the scriptures. And I don't think that we'll ever truly understand until we're freed from this physical body and we get those glorified bodies where we're existing in that same state that Christ is, Jesus Christ is when he resurrected from physical death. Amen. So today, let's kind of look at this entanglement that we have in the world. You know, the scriptures, you know, are always telling us that we're, you know, referring to the fact that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So let's look, you know, because the word that was given to me was entangle, entanglement, disentangle. Those were words that I was given to sort of look at the definitions. And the word entanglement, in that form, it's a noun, right? And it just means that it's a fact that of something happening that's entangling you, that has entangled you, right? Or it has complicated or compromised your relationship or situation in some form or another. Right. And we can see how in this world that there are things that are trying to complicate and compromise our relationship to our Creator, to our Father God, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And to entangle, that verb, it says that to cause something to become twisted together. Or caught in, to be caught in something, or involved in some sort of difficulty or complicated circumstances from which it seems that it's just difficult to escape. You know, this is all entangling, right? And so what we're doing is disentangling ourselves from this world, because we're to be in this world, but not of it. And so trying to be here in it and avoid being entangled is probably a very difficult thing to do for the most part, because we don't start off in today's world, where we are right now in the state of consciousness of man, where we are right now and what we, the level of perception and understanding and wisdom that we have right now, because we're still busy looking at things through the knowledge of good and evil. And we know the damage of seeing things through that damage that it has done to our existence, especially as believers, because, well, I won't get into that because I need to stay focused on this disentanglement. Okay. So what we want to do in terms of disentangling ourselves, that word means to free something or someone, to untwine it, to extract it, to unentangle it, to extricate it, right? So that is the process that we're going through right now, is disentanglement. We're trying to disentangle ourselves from this world so that we're moving in it, but we're not of it. And as I said before, in order to get to that place, we have to stay connected. And when I say stay connected, is moving in an awareness every day where you may be in and out in terms of your conscious mind, but you have to get into a habit of reminding yourself that I'm living and I'm moving and I'm having my being in Christ right now. I'm never separated. That moving in that consciousness where you know that you're never separated. And so when anxiety or worry comes, you steel yourself by knowing that and reminding yourself, because we have to remind ourselves that we're not separated from him, that all power is in his hand, and that he has given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And these are the things that we have to remind ourselves. And I want to look at, in the very beginning, and I believe I spoke of that in the very first session that I did on B, the first exhortation. In the garden, from the very beginning, the deception that took place that moved us into that place of looking at things as good and evil, because we thought that if we partook of that it would make us wise and all-knowing like God, when already we were already connected and in that place. We'd been created in his image. But somehow man allowed himself to be tricked into acting independently of God. And what the Spirit of the Lord said to Adam in that day, that if he partook of this tree, which is just a symbol of the knowledge of good and evil, that you would surely die. And we see through the study of the scriptures that it's not just talking about a physical death. It's also talking about a spiritual death. And this death is a place where we, in our consciousness, we're moving disconnected from God. And surely that is death, being disconnected from God. The other thing I'd like to look at right now is found in Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to start reading in verse 3, and I think I'll read a couple of verses in this chapter, maybe 3, 4, 5. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." So as long as we stay aware and move in a consciousness of knowing that we are in Christ, that have access to every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We're connected. verse 4 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. This is what I really want to zero in, this verse 4, so I may not read past this. Even as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, before the world was created, we were in him. We've always been in him. We've always been in him. And we've separated ourselves from him through consciousness. And in that separation, that's what causes all the error or the sin or whatever name you want to give it. It's once we start moving in a consciousness that pulls us out of living and moving and having our being in him, all sorts of distortions take place. And as we've seen that through the generations of men. So I'm going to stop. Well, no, let me, you know, I put down, let me, I want to read also this verse 4 as found in the Living Bible. It says, long ago, even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We who stand before him covered with his love. Covered with his love. Amen. Amen. So I am going to end this now. I think that's enough for you to consider and meditate on. Look at some scriptures, some of the scriptures that I mentioned. Read the chapters. Read as much as you're being led to read in the scriptures. If things get too complicated as you're reading, you just kind of back off and just allow the Holy Spirit to reveal what needs to be revealed in what you've read thus far. So it doesn't have to be a whole chapter if you cannot get through the whole chapter, because we're after getting understanding and wisdom. I mean, you can know scriptures and quote them and the whole thing, but we do want to have an intimate relationship with the Word. Jesus is the Word. So that we have understanding, so that we're enlightened, and that we have the wisdom of God operating in our lives. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for just another opportunity to just to journey more deeply into you, to embrace this all-encompassing love that you are, that has no limits and has no boundaries. And sometimes it's so good and so wonderful, it boggles the mind. It's past understanding. But we thank you. We thank you that you've loved us. You've called us the beloved. And that word is made up of two words, be and loved. You want us to know that we are loved. And so we need to be loved. That's how we move, always aware that we are loved by you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now during this week, I'd like for you to take this scripture, "Be still and know that I am God." And this is how I want you to meditate with it and just allow the Holy Spirit to start moving with you with it. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. That's what we're moving toward. But if we can just start with the first part of that, the fullness of that first sentence, be still and know that I am God, to be able to get into a place of stillness and knowing, intimately knowing God. Intimately knowing that I am in God. Well, as I said, this is a good place to stop right here. I want to remind you that Friday night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Amen. So praise God. Also to remind you that because we're headed into a new month. And so the first Monday, join Apostle Shirley Jones for her broadcast Lifeline. And that's also at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed. Be blessed. Know that it is well, that God is for you. So who can be against you? That he is more than enough. He is your portion. He is your portion. So I'll be back, God willing, next week. And we'll just see what the Holy Spirit has for us then. God bless.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.